It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This week, drug companies announced a vaccine that showed signs of preventing skin cancer from returning and spreading.
Moderna and Merck announced Wednesday that in a trial of more than 1,000 people with high-risk melanoma, those who received the cancer vaccine, along with an immunotherapy drug, were less likely to see their cancer recur or spread.
The initial results of the first-ever late-stage trial could serve as a new treatment option for the deadliest form of skin cancer.
To hear more about how this might impact cancer treatment and research and work here in Wisconsin, we have Dr. Vincent Ma, who specializes in medical oncology and hematology and treats patients with all forms of skin cancer. He's an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Ma, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Before we get into how this treatment works, I've seen some cancer doctors calling this a watershed moment. How significant is this new potential cancer treatment?
Yes, I would definitely agree. I think this is a major breakthrough in the world of cancer vaccine. Over the past several decades, a lot of really smart scientists have really tried to develop cancer vaccines, and we haven't really seen as much success until I would say with this breakthrough trial, where we're now seeing really good efficacy results that are very promising, with the hope of being able to prevent recurrence of melanoma in patients with high risk disease. So I would say this is going to be hopefully a segue for this vaccine technology to be used across multiple different cancers one day.
Now, the word vaccine might make people think of, the measles or flu vaccine, where you're trying to give it to everybody and it prevents this illness. This is different. Can you talk through what we mean by a vaccine and how it is used here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we typically think about vaccines, we're thinking about prevention of infection. But I think in this particular case, we're actually talking about a vaccine of actually preventing recurrence of one's pre-existing cancer. Just to kind of describe this particular technology or this vaccine therapy, I think it should actually potentially be rebranded instead of as a vaccine. They're actually calling this a individualized neoantigen therapy. I know it's kind of a long word tongue twister right there, but the intent behind this particular vaccine or individualized neoantigen therapy is that you're taking one's tumor that was removed surgically, and you're identifying certain proteins, up to 34 of them, and then developing the actual mRNA vaccine that is specific for that cancer. And you're injecting it into the patient by intramuscular once every 3 weeks for a total of 9 doses. And the idea is that when you combine that with immunotherapy, it sort of enhances the immune system to do a much better job and actually look for the cancer anywhere else in the body and remove it, but does a really good job to actually help prevent this cancer from coming back one day. And what we see with the results of this clinical trial is that it seems to fare much better than just giving immunotherapy alone after surgery.
So in a sense, this is training our immune system to be able to tell, hey, these are those cancer cells that we want to get rid of, distinguish that from normal, say, skin cells. So it's targeting the right stuff and leaving the good stuff alone, which is one of the challenges in a lot of forms of cancer treatment, right?
It absolutely is. You're right. So, as I mentioned earlier, this vaccine or individualized neoantigen therapy has to be combined with immunotherapy. Mm-hmm. Well, immunotherapy is basically an IV treatment that we give once every 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes every 6 weeks. And the problem with immunotherapy is, while it does a good job of trying to stimulate your immune system to kill cancer, it can inadvertently stimulate your immune system that attacks you. And so having this new individualized neoantigen therapy or vaccine treatment is that you're really specifying this particularly for your tumor. And as I mentioned earlier, you're going back to the tumor or the cancer that was removed by surgery, and you're specifying those particular proteins that are unique to your cancer, that are different from the normal cells and proteins that your normal body makes. And the idea is that you're specifying your immune system to really target your cancer much more effectively than just by using immunotherapy alone. So as you can imagine, a very fascinating sort of technology here, and one that I could even argue is really a new way of personalizing medicine to more effectively treat patients with cancer.
And this is melanoma in particular. Wisconsin, like anywhere else, has a problem with melanoma. It's a very serious form of skin cancer. How often are we seeing melanoma in Wisconsin, and how promising could this treatment be here in the state?
Yeah, so, you know, melanoma is considered to be the fifth most common cancer diagnosed here in the United States. And we do see nearly 2,000 cases of newly diagnosed melanoma in the state each year. And so it is a very common problem. One can might imagine, because we have a lot of farmers out in the sun, many individuals exposed to a lot of sunlight here and getting sunburns, that is a huge risk factor for developing melanoma and other types of skin cancer. So as you can imagine, there's sort of an unmet need to develop better treatment options for patients who have melanoma, and really trying to make the treatments more effective. You know, with this vaccine therapy, as you can imagine, the combination of it with immunotherapy actually does a much better job than just doing immunotherapy alone, at least based on what's been reported by the press release from Moderna and Merck. According to them, and according to what we saw in the earlier phases of the study, we saw that about the combination of the treatment actually reduces the risk of the cancer coming back or even killing the individual by about 50%. And so, as you can see, having this type of treatment is really going to be impactful, not only for the people here in the state of Wisconsin with a diagnosis of melanoma, but also around the U.S. and even the world.
Dr. Vincent Ma is with us from UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at the announcement of very promising results on a vaccine-related treatment for preventing the spread of melanoma for people who have been suffering from it. In Wisconsin, Dr. Ma, there's other research being done to related to cancer and vaccines. What kind of things are going on here?
Yeah, I mean, even before the announcement of the mRNA vaccine or individualized neoantigen therapy, the University of Wisconsin has been doing a lot of research, particularly in vaccine technology. For example, Dr. Day, Mahua Day, has been doing some personalized vaccine studies for patients with brain cancer. Dr. McNeil, who's one of our genitourinary medical oncologists, has actually been doing research on vaccines for prostate cancer. We've also been one of the very few cancer center sites in the U.S., that have actually participated in trials looking at DNA vaccines, specifically for breast cancer. So UW here in Madison, we've been participating in studies to really make the vaccine technology more accessible and potentially broader beyond just the mRNA vaccine that was just announced.
And that's the vaccines. Recently, I understand the FDA approved a new virus therapy for melanoma, and your department has been involved in some of the stages of that. What is this virus therapy? How does that differ from this vaccine concept?
Yeah, so thank you for bringing that up. So unlike the vaccine technology that just got announced by Moderna and Merck, which is used for the idea of prevention, this new virus therapy was actually just approved about 2 weeks ago, which is intended to be given for patients who have very aggressive melanoma that have progressed on standard treatment options. So these are for patients where they have advanced or stage 4 melanoma, and their disease has progressed and has not responded well to standard immunotherapy. And so with this new approval of this virus therapy, what it is it's basically an engineered virus that one can actually inject directly to the tumor in order to better enhance the immune system to work better against the cancer. Now, the caveat again, and similar to the vaccine therapy as well, is it has to still be combined with immunotherapy. You know, you can see that immunotherapy still remains the backbone of treating patients with melanoma. But with this virus therapy, the idea is that when combined with immunotherapy, it actually helps patients about a third of the cases, which is much better than really whatever leftover options are available after progression on standard treatment. So I think it's a major breakthrough. And, you know, for the past couple of weeks, I think this month of August has just been a great breakthrough for the melanoma treatment space.
Now, for this melanoma vaccine that we started our conversation with, this is still in the approval stage. I imagine there are probably patients in Wisconsin hearing this news and thinking, wow, is this something I might be able to try soon? What is the road from where we're at now to where that melanoma patient would have access to an approved therapy like this?
Great question. I think right now we need to have a little bit of patience. You know, with this great announcement we just had about 2 days ago, what they've only reported so far is the results. But what needs to be done next is we actually have to have these results presented at a conference and actually published as well. And what that usually entails is having other doctors and scientists review the study, review the data, double check the work, and make sure the results are as accurate as much as possible. Now, following that, it's not uncommon that, especially after a very successful phase 3 study, that we typically get the FDA approval. Now, again, once after FDA approval, it does take some time for the company to get this drug available. So it may take some time before this technology, this mRNA vaccine, becomes available to the public. So I would say patience is certainly needed, but we certainly need to double check and make sure the results we're seeing so far are indeed accurate before we actually have this available and brought to clinic, and especially to our patients.
In our last few moments, it seems like our toolkit for dealing with different kinds of cancers in different people is potentially going to grow really fast. How excited are you about the prospects of these various therapies we've been talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see that, you know, I'm very excited with what we're seeing so far in patients with melanoma. But I think this is a great breakthrough that we're seeing, that, you know, we're sort of moving beyond the historic use of things like chemotherapy. Now we're trying to find ways to kind of make the immune system work better to fight cancer. And I can only imagine that in the near future that we're going to see some of this amazing technology that we're using for melanoma to be used across different types of cancer, and that there's going to be breakthroughs in different types of mechanisms to more effectively treat cancer as well. You know, I think we're in an era now where we're using people's immune, their own immune system to fight cancer. And I think we're just going to continue to get better at it. And the hope is that not only are we going to be better at treating cancer, but also have less side effects as well.
Dr. Ma, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Dr. Vincent Ma, associate professor at University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about a new announcement of a vaccine-related treatment for melanoma.